Arsenio Rodriguez is often called the godfather of salsa and mambo. The Cuban-born musician and band leader's musical influence left an indelible mark on Latin music in the Bronx. Yet there's no street named after him there, and his Westchester grave has no marker. All that could soon change, as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports.
Band leader, arranger, and master of a three-string guitar known as the Trace, Arsenio Rodriguez could do it all.
He brought in that swing, because in those days they tend to be very chauvinist, so they called it a black macho swing.
That's Aurora Flores, an author on Latin music and a devotee of Rodriguez. She studied his music and plays it in her band today.
It was aggressive. By the moment you hear the first slap of human hand on the rawhide, every sense in your body is woken up. And by the time the band is playing, whether you want to or not, your body has to respond, has to get up, has to move. Arsenio was the master of that.
Rodriguez was born in Cuba in 1911, one of 15 children. His music mixed traditional Cuban songs with African beats. He played all kinds of styles, elevating the conga from a loose accompaniment to an essential component. Arsenio was a big man who wore sharp suits and large dark sunglasses. He was left blind at a young age when a mule kicked him in the head. After a successful performing and recording career in Cuba, he moved to New York in the early 50s for corrective eye surgery. It failed, but he stayed anyhow. Arriving at the height of the mambo craze, a style he influenced, he found regular gigs in the barrio and other bigger Latin music clubs, according to David Garcia, who's written a book on Rodriguez.
His group was featured at the Palladium with all of the other mambo kings at that time, Machito, Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez. So he was performing regularly.
But the taste for mambo morphed to cha-cha, and Rodriguez's style, which was slower, didn't pack the clubs. But he continued recording and selling records to the local Latin community. Rodriguez stayed active until the late 60s. He died in 1970. And while there's a Tito Puente Way in East Harlem, there is no Rodriguez Road. At Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, the final resting place of other cultural icons like James Baldwin, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, and Thelonious Monk, Rodriguez is buried in an unmarked grave. Jose Rafael Mendez, a collector and researcher, hopes to change all that.
He recognized all over the world, and here he is in Westchester County, not far from the city, in an unmarked grave. That's just not right. Similar to like the blues artists, but he didn't die poor, that's for sure.
On a recent morning, Mendez and fellow collector Henry Medina stand at grave 1347 in the Hickory section of the cemetery. Mendez pulls his fedora low and lights a stubby cigar, shielding the wind with his jacket.
A nice big void where his name should be. The least we can do is make sure he just has his name there.
Medina agrees. There may not be a marker, but his music is still alive.
One thing is for sure that we know, Arsenio's music is played every day, probably at every hour throughout the world.
At 103rd Street in Spanish Harlem, a storefront is converted into a practice space. There, 42-year-old David Hernandez has dozens of instruments, books, and keeps a stack of Rodriguez's records in a corner.
His tunes are timeless. They were timeless in the 30s and 40s and 50s and to his untimely death, and is timeless now in 2012. It belongs to an African culture, man, and Arsenio knew that he was from a Congolese tribe. He knew that, man. That's why Yo Nací del África came out, man.
Yo Nací del África, I was born of Africa, is an embrace of his African roots and an explicit rejection of Spanish slave names. Recorded in 1960, many say it's as powerful as James Brown's Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, which was recorded 8 years later.
It talks about a black man who is an African descendant, who knows his name is not Flores, who knows his name is not Montalvo, who knows his name is not Sanchez. My name is Mambumbu, for example. I know that's my name. That was my granddaddy's name. He made sure that the world knew where he came from.
Fernandez plays with the group Zon del Barrio and leads a young group called Los Monstritos. Meanwhile, Mendez is still trying to raise the $1,716 for a bronze plaque at the grave. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.